The Woolworths Girl's Promise by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington. This book is dedicated to the memory of my great-uncle Charles Sears, who perished at Ypres on the 17th of August 1917, age 31. I wanted to keep his name alive, as he had no wife or children. I am the granddaughter of his younger brother, Edward Thomas Sears. The records show notification of Charles's death went to his parents, George and Jane. If the name and date sound familiar, it's because Betty Billington's fiancé, Charlie Sayers, also died on the same day, at the same place. This is my way of remembering my brave family member. There is a reason I changed Charlie Sayers' surname. Way back, when he was born, a few legal documents show the Sears name spelt as Sayers, a common error when census and registration documents were completed by hand, and so many people could not spell. In the area of Kent, where I come from, there are many Sears and Sayers families, with many distantly related. Thank you to all those who have fought and died for our country. We owe you so much. Prologue. December 1938. Betty Billington looked up as trainee under-manager Alan Gilbert knocked on her office door before taking a step over the threshold.
"They're here, Miss Billington, and quite a motley crew, if I may say so. You may just find a few suitable Woolworths counter-assistants to cover the Christmas period."
Betty smiled at the affable young man. Even though her stomach was churning, she did her best to appear calm. Alan was a cheerful lad, always keen to lend a hand around the store. He'd been a godsend ever since she'd moved to the Erith branch, explaining to her what went on in the town set on the south shore of the Thames, as well as sharing snippets of information about the staff and their families.
"Thank you, Alan. If you can give me 5 minutes, then show them in."
"I'll do that," he smiled in return, stopping for a moment before turning back. "I hope you don't mind me saying it, but don't be nervous. We all think you're the best staff supervisor we've had here for a while. Oh, and Mum said she'll send down a cup of tea shortly, along with a slice of her gypsy tart."
Betty thanked him. She could have jumped up and hugged him, but it wouldn't be seemly now she was management, albeit junior management. She smoothed down her tweed skirt and straightened the lapels of the matching jacket. It felt strange not to be wearing a Woolworths overall after all her years of working for the company. At least she was able to proudly wear the sweetheart brooch she'd been given more than 20 years earlier by her beloved Charlie. How the years had flown by since she was an innocent 17-year-old. Would she do things differently if she could live those days over again? Perhaps not act so irrationally or walk so blindly into situations over which she had no control. Her thoughts drifted back to a time when life had seemed much simpler. By now she could have been happily married with a family of her own, not a spinster who needed to work for a living. She shocked herself with the thought that if things had turned out differently, she could even be a grandmother, and then chuckled at the idea of herself, Miss Betty Billington, with a family. Pulling herself up short, she reminded herself of the important position she held within the F.W. Woolworth Company. It had been a struggle to reach this point, and she had no intention of letting her employers down. She would treat her work seriously and not stand for any nonsense. Oh yes, she knew what counter-assistants and other members of staff could get up to. She'd learnt all the tricks while working her way up the ladder to where she was now. She patted her severe bun into place, knowing the silver threads in her hair reinforced the impression that she was a stern taskmaster. At least none of the young ladies waiting outside were aware that this was the first time she'd ever advertised and interviewed staff at the Erith store. She would make Charlie proud of her, and all that she'd achieved, she thought, fighting back the sudden tears that pricked her eyes.
"Pull yourself together, Betty," she scolded herself, straight